drawers from your chicken house are in my closet.
Mm.
Yeah, because we tore all that down. We had chickens all along here, so yeah.
What would you call an enclosure near the barn where you might keep cattle if you were doing something to them, maybe branding them or something?
Crowds.
Okay. And a place where you'd let cattle out to graze would be called a what?
Pasture.
Okay. And in an area, a large area where you were growing a crop of hay or another crop, maybe of corn, what would you call that?
Well, it was just a field.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With your hogs, what did you feed your hogs?
Well, corn? You would feed them whatever you could get, whether it was corn or whatever. And then, as like I said, when you had milk that was separated, they called it skim milk, the pigs would get some of that too. See?
Would you ever? What would you keep the corn in that you would kind of feed?
Well, they had regular. What do I want to say?
You were there.
They were.
CRIB.
Well, they didn't call them cribs. Mm-hmm. They were just they were just really wooden boxes that you build up and fed the pigs in it.
Okay. I want to ask you about some different farming terms. If you know these, you may or may not know these. Have you ever heard of a go devil? Did you ever hear of a go devil when you were growing up?
No.
The farm implement called a go devil. Okay. What would they use to feed a horse with? They might put it over his nose to feed him with when they were out working. Did you ever hear of a feed bag or a nose bag?
Well, a nose bag. Sometimes they use those.
Okay. I want to, if I can, get you to. Are you familiar with saddles and bridles?
Not too much.
Okay.
Not too much.
Do you think you could identify any of the parts for me if I showed you one?
Oh, yeah.
Let me let you look at one and see if you might know. Like this number one here, this part up top. What would you call
it? Well, that's the horn of the saddle.
Okay. And number three, the thing the horn sits on. Do you know what that is? Have you ever heard of the word pommel?
No.
Okay. And number 14 is just the
saddle part, the seat. Seat. Uh-huh.
Okay. How about number two back here? Does that have a name? Just wondering if you'd ever heard of the word cantle.
Not too much.
Okay. How about number 10?
Stirrups.
Okay. And number 13, the thing that goes under the horse.
Well, that's the under breast deal, they call it the.
Okay. Ever call it a cinch?
A cinch, uh-huh.
Okay. And how about that was number 13. How about number 12? Here, these strings. Would they have called them saddle strings?
Yeah, they tie things onto there to take into the place.
Any of these other, does like number 8 or number?
Well, now this looks like it's some chaps that the fella had on, see.
Okay, number 8, okay. And number 11, would that have a name? Would you call that the skirt?
Well, that'd be the side panel of the saddle.
Number 11, okay. And number 6, would that back part there have a name?
Well, not necessarily, but that's where they'd tie on their jackets or their coats or anything. There was always, see these things, and then if they were going riding, they'd tie an extra jacket back there, a tie back.
Okay. How about a bridle? Number 11 down here, you'd call that a what?
Well, that's the bit.
Okay. How about number 10, these rings? Would they have a name?
Well, not necessarily.
I just wondered if you ever heard of like snaffle bit?
No, you see, that's a different type bit than they used to use at different times. Okay. So,
how about up here, like number one, this part that goes over the horse's forehead?
Well, that's a bridle that goes up over there.
The whole thing is a bridle?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you know any of these different parts of the bridle? Do they any of these different parts have names?
Well, now here's your range, you see.
Five and six.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But that's all together with your bridle part there.
Okay.
And now, they might have called them something different, I rode a horse till I got bucked off, and then I didn't ride anymore. I was nearly killed, so.
Okay. That's okay. I don't know the parts either. I never rode a horse much. I guess that's why I was asking you. I just wanted to see if.
I did until I got bucked off, and that was the end of it.
The thing that ranchers would have used to rope cattle with would be called a what?